The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Comrades, welcome back to my podcast. Dobry den, tovarish.
I don't know what that means. Actually, I do, but I'm not going to tell you. If I did, I would. Never mind. It's frustrating, huh? Listen, the most important thing we need to remember is...
Oh, fuck me running.
I praise the madman who tried to murder my own child. So that I could, to my shame, build a lie around this fallen idol. Anyway, you kooky kids, I wanted to get back on here and share with you the latest in analytical updates. The battle for analytical supremacy. Hey. Huh? Yeah, so, you know, lots going on, obviously. Whether you want to be an isolationist or not, we have this globalist agenda thrust upon us, and you know, I mean, come on. It is what it is, and it always has been. The United States is a melting pot. I mean, all the vitriol and disgust thrown at these new brown-skinned immigrants was the same thing that was put on the Irish and the Italians when they came over en masse. You know, you can do some independent research and go find those propaganda posters, anti-Irish, with pictures of them where they were drawn to look like big ogre, orc type motherfuckers, pig nose. And then, again, don't forget that both of those aforementioned ethnicities were classified by the United States Census Bureau as Negro. I didn't make that shit up, man. I mentioned it before. My lily white skinned mother was classified as Negro until I can't remember what age she was when they removed that, reclassified her as Caucasian. You know, the Irish should, I guess, prove themselves here. Anyway, having said all that, let's take a look at some of this data so that we can get an idea of what we got going on, because, you know, it's irrefutable. They can't manipulate data, right? No, seriously, though, this is important. Of course, the United States is number one, without question, and at 88% of the audience, and coming in at solid number two again, and looks like there's no getting around it, the United Kingdom. Surprisingly, Canada has pushed up again to lay claim to sole possession of number three, which I respect. You hosers.
Canada, my home and communist land.
Now see, this is the point where, shit, who was it? Roosevelt, Franklin, one of our esteemed forefathers, mentioned the strategic value of the United States having oceans on both sides as borders, and then solid allies on the north and south. And that's kind of been compromised, obviously. We're being invaded from the south through Mexico, and Canada's up there screaming over the United States, you know, yes, that should be the way, as they, you know, trickle. You know, again, I've asked before, do people in Canada have Mexicans up there? I mean, what the fuck? How far north do they go? Do they stop at the United States border? Or do they venture in and mow grass and have taquerias in Canada? I mean, honestly, you know, again, you know me, I'm bigoted. I'm just asking a simple question about demographics and how do they experience it, you know? Is that the next move? Should we start busing motherfuckers all the way up there? Let you experience, are you a sanctuary nation or something, insulated by the geographical span of the United States so you could squawk? And anyway, get rid of that blackface motherfucker, that fucking soy boy beta cuck WEF fucking pet. Get rid of him, get it over with. Next time you guys have a trucker convoy blockade, you know what not to do, right? Sorry about that. Calm down. Yeah, anyway, what were we talking about? Okay, yeah, and then again, I guess from, you know, number 4A or 4-1, that, you know, beyond this, everyone shares a less than 1%, but it's Nicaragua again. So, right on, Nicaragua. Welcome aboard. Then we have Italia. Oh yeah, let's spend some time talking about that. In case you didn't pick up on it, the Viva Italia bonus episode I made, which was a excerpt, modified and edited excerpt from the HBO series, Rome. And that was a speech that Caesar gave. And you get the gist of it. The point I was trying to make in it is that, you know, again, they had this grass, you know, the paisanos had this grassroots movement that goes wholeheartedly against this globalist new world order. And she, you know, gets her victory in whatever stage of the election, the primary, I'm not sure, I apologize, but the moment she gained notoriety over here, our Western news cycle went into Mussolini mode, comparing her to El Duce! Viva Italia! Come se paesano? Muy bella. Yeah, I said, fuck that. Take it all the way back. Again, it's the same story being played out over and over, and you know, with our history, I could run it straight back to Caesar. He said the same shit, did the same shit. Our republic is in the hands of madmen, our beloved republic. Yeah, so again, there's the machinations, that's how it works. The people that are paid to provide opinion and negative coverage, opinionated negative coverage, there you go, on a world leader on the other side of the world who, you know, they have no investment in other than the fact that they're paid to disparage her. And I'm like, hey, fuck it, man, own that shit. Remember who you are over there when the whole COVID thing went down. I remember Italia was one of the first places that started shoving it on old people. The vaccines came along, said they everyone was locked down. They took away all your rights from you, had you locked up when the vaccines came. And they were soon announcing that you were the most, you know, one of the first fully vaccinated countries and shit, you know, along with Israel over there, who again, that was mind boggling to me. I'm like, what was the Nuremberg Code for? Why do we have a Nuremberg Code if the situation arises again? That's what you're supposed to stand on. No, we're not going to take any experimental warp speed vaccines, regardless of who's fucking promoting them, until we feel comfortable doing so and we stand on the Nuremberg Code. Why the fuck have it if you're not gonna oblige by it? It's like I've said before, and again, I don't know how things have changed, but when I served in my era, you know, in the Cold War, they had, you know, the Geneva Convention. Do you know who recognizes the Geneva Convention? Us. That's it. Allies act like they do. Just us. Just the United States. We're the only ones that only fire, who don't fire unless fired upon. And what I'm getting to is in the Geneva Convention, it's unlawful and a military, a war crime to shoot a human being with a 50 caliber round. Oh, okay. But yet our sniper rifles are 50 cals. I mean, you know, like speed limits. Speed limits aren't speed limits, they're a suggestion. Like wearing a mask going into the grocery store. It was nothing that they could have ever imposed on you. It was willful. When you stood up to it, even 2 years ago, I did. I stood up to it. Oh, it's just a suggestion. Okay. Bye. You just lost all of my business. And I eat a lot of fucking food. I started shopping somewhere else that didn't require that. Actually, I started doing grocery pickup. But they don't require it now. You see what I'm saying? So fuck them. And again, remember who you are over there. You're fucking Italy. Roma. Huh? I mean, we have... Our culture is influenced by you, by Rome. Okay? You're fucking Rome. I mean, you clean the shit up. Sorry about that. Where'd my glasses go? All right, back to listener appreciation. Next, it's Germany, followed by Australia. Hope you guys get it together down there. Germany, it seems like y'all are stuck in the middle of everything, being in NATO. Once again, you know, that North Atlantic Treaty Organization was was created to make sure that you motherfuckers didn't go buck-ass wild again and try to take over the world, and now you found yourself at just fucking like a ping pong ball being bounced around between world powers that you should have kicked the fuck out of 7 years ago. But, you know, whatever, evilest motherfuckers, I don't know. Sorry, I'm pointing a lot of fingers here, I apologize, but again, there's a lot going on right now, a lot to talk about. Call it what you will, maybe it's an attempt to motivate morale, get people fired up. I'm not encouraging anything violent, just, I don't know, start a podcast, start busting off memes, run for office like Maloney. Anyway, back to the data. After Australia is Ireland, then New Zealand, then Sweden. And again, good for you guys. As we read in the story in the previous episode, they stood up to the COVID. They resisted, from what the intel I've gathered. They just treated it like a harsh flu season, and they're living the fruits of that decision they made a couple years ago. Which I'm, you know, I don't know if Joe Biden referred to them as Swedish Neanderthals, but, you know, good for you. Okay, then it's Vietnam, Israel, Romania, South Africa, Brazil, Bolsonaro, huh? Come on, man, please, you guys, you have to vote for that dude. His son's a stud too, right? Again, they got like that Trump Jr. thing going on. Like they're taking all the arrows for their patriots. They're taking it on for the people of their country, not because they're getting paid. Right? They're paying for it. Didn't Bolsonaro get stabbed up? I think I heard Jones say something about that. Yeah, obviously, I respect that shit. Got stabbed and stayed in the game. After that, you have the Philippines, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Thailand, and Greece. The Czech Republic, Belarus. A lot of activity going on over there, huh? You know, good luck to y'all. Praying for you. Stay white Russian. After that, it's the Neanderthals. I mean, the Netherlands. Oh shit, have I talked about that series Vikings that I watched? I was house sitting for my nephew, and he had whatever he had that had access to that, and I'd heard about it but never watched it. So yeah, I binged all like 5.5 seasons. But man, the best part about it was, you know, it's pretty historically correct. You know, there's a lot of indulgences, but no, man, that shit was, what a glorious time to be alive. You know, you had a short lifespan, but there was that one, spoiler alert, there was that one old dude with a bald head and braided long goatee that wants to go along on a raiding party, and what was his name, Ragnar, you know, was like, hey brother, you know, you're a little long in the tooth for this, why don't you stay back, you know? And he said, no, please, I've been in so many battles, all my friends are dead, but yet for some reason I'm not allowed into Valhalla, please give me another chance to die in battle. So he did, he took him along, and he fought well and took a lot of incurred or put a lot of casualties on the opposing force. But when he finally got cut down, Ragnar made it over to him, and I don't know if this is a dramatization or not, but it was beautiful. He leaned down, and the old man had a big smile on his face, and he was just staring up into the sky saying, "Valhalla." And, you know, Ragnar just like, yeah, shook his head, brother, folded his eyes closed, and went back to swinging his fucking battle axe around. You know? That's the shit that these pussies can never understand, man. You know, these motherfuckers that get their tits chopped off and get some... I shouldn't get too wild. These people that try to identify as something that they're not, or try to portray themselves as something that they're not, just don't understand the warrior mentality. Do you know why? Because it's less than 1% of the fucking population. The actual warrior tribe. I mean, there's a lot of posers running around that, you know, or even... And, you know, not being derogatory, but a lot of potential warriors, but the actual warrior tribe, you know, the component of the tribe, the warrior class, they're few and far between. The United States Armed Forces veterans, you know, the 1% of the population. What was it, 3% of the population fought in the American Revolution? Three! Like I said before, what if it had been 30%? It would have kicked the fuck out of them. Wouldn't have needed any help from other countries coming over here. That's how fucked up it is. We had to get people from other countries to come over here and help us fight for our freedom because our citizens are like, meh, whatever. You know, just sheep ready to be ruled. We'll have our own government ruled by the king. Who gives a fuck? I got my land and my slaves. I don't give a shit. See? Come on, man. Come on. And I got way fucking off there. Woo! Afternoon coffee. Christian crack! Don't ever try to take that shit away. Shit'll get fucking brutal quick. You have Norway, Singapore, Morocco, Spain, Guam, the Republic of Lithuania, Taiwan. Again, praying for you over there. Good luck. France, Mexico, Slovenia, Austria, Uruguay, and India has pushed up from the bottom. No longer. There. Anyway. Belgium and then Denmark. So, yeah, those are the geographical regions of the audience. Then we go over to platforms, interestingly enough. The majority at 28% listen on Apple Podcasts. After that, it's Anchor at 14%. And if you're one of those listeners, I should let you know, if I haven't already, that you can leave a voice message for me that I can incorporate into an episode. Or, you know, if you have something interesting to say that piques my interest, or I can, you know, resonate, vibrate with, might be able to coordinate something to have you as a guest on a podcast on an episode. I don't know. I think that'd be cool. After that, it's Podcast Addict at 11%. Overcast, CastBox, Spotify, and other at 29%. Sorry, Podcast Addict 11%, Overcast 9, CastBox 6, Spotify 3, other 29%. I fucked that all up. Now, these age demographics, they've added this to the analytics. I don't know if it's always been this way, but I do notice some changes in the data. Apparently now it's just Spotify only. So this is that very small percentage of the audience is 0 to 17% is 2%. I presume now that that's the Spotify employees that listen pre-screen the episode and decide if they want to censor it or not, or throttle it, which, yes, that has happened. 18 to 22, 8%, 23 to 27, 20%, 28 to 34, 11%, 35 to 44, 15%, Generation X 34%, and 60 plus at 9%. Over to the genders, a predominantly male audience of 76% female at 20, those intrepid females, and then once again the not specified 2 and non-binary 2%, which I can only attribute to the aforementioned Spotify employees. Hi, hey, how you doing? Oh my god. So, I just wanted to share all that with you, and once again, thank you for your patronage. I know that it doesn't cost you anything to listen to me or enjoy my witty anecdotes on various social media platforms or revel at the astounding, thought-provoking memes that I churn out for everyone else's benefit. As I mentioned to a friend the other night, wise sage once told me, you can't be in it to win it if you're looking to get paid. And I don't do this to make money, to get paid. I do this as a gift of time, so that if there are people out there that think like me, or starting to think like me, or that are in a position where they do think like me, but they can't think like me because they might lose their job, get fired, lose social media followers, spouse, girlfriend, friends, then that's where I'm here, you know, to say, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Move on. And not about ego. It's about being humble and saying, okay, hey, I tried, witnessed. We're at a point where it's every man for themselves. Let the dead bury the dead. If you don't know what's going on, then you're willfully fucking blind to it, and with your fingers shoved in your fucking ears. So I can't help you anymore. But if you're still one of those cats, you know, rubbernecking, looking around like, what the fuck is happening right now? And if there's something in the content that I put out that can help you disseminate or discern something and go, yeah, absolutely. I do it all the time. I listen to people, random guests on podcasts, or, you know, InfoWars callers call in. Getting grassroots shit, real people just taking the time to sit on hold for an hour and a half to get on InfoWars to talk for 2 to 7 minutes before getting interrupted by Alex Jones and getting their thought out. And sometimes it's fucking profound as fuck. Some of those people, some of those random callers have been turned into guests on the show. He's brought them on. Just people. Like you and me. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for standing up. If you're unvaccinated, respect, man. You know, you survived it. You've gone this far. You've done it. You're obviously not dead. So, you called the bluff. And then if you're 18 to 39, you know now that they are trying to kill you with mRNA vaccine. So, yeah.